Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine giving you my point of view about the week beginning Monday the 10th of July and ending on Sunday the 16th. And so we are in the fourth quarter lunar phase for the entire week, because on the 17th is when we're going to get that Cancer new moon coming in. And so I will be doing probably a separate podcast for that you'll get on Sunday the 16th. If you're on the email list, you'll get that at noon and on Sunday the 16th. So you'll be ready for the new moon on Monday. This week starts with two planetary shifts. The first is Mars entering Virgo, and that's at 7:40 a.m. on Monday Eastern time. Oh, it's Eastern time. And this is while the Mars sign of Aries is the sign of the transiting moon. We have a moon in Aries going trine Venus in Leo until 12:34 p.m. That's a good morning. Get out there and get things done, make connections, and so forth. Because we know, moon in Aries is going to have some issues to go through. But not that morning. However, we will feel a shift in our dynamic energy, because that's what Mars is about. It's also the place and the issues that we are going to tend to be angry over or argue about. And it's a place in the body that can sort of heat up a bit more. And when we have Mars being extremely intent on its own movement and way in the sign of Virgo, which is a sign of perfection and service to others and the cycles and the seasons. It has all this really great stuff, but it really wants to be organized. It really wants to be analytical. And if other people aren't, that's where you can get the Mars acting up with anger. And without, much forethought, just sort of popping off, because that's Mars. It's very unusual for Mars to be holding back on its feelings, let's say, or rather, as a fire sign, its emotions and its desires. And with Mars, it's passion and desire too. So that has to be a perfect area as well. I mean, anything that's Virgo right now has to be perfect with Mars there, or there can be discord and difficulty. And especially if Mars in Virgo is making aspects to natal planets in your chart that are squares or oppositions or even a conjunction, this can be a transit that you will feel more than others who might get a lovely trine, a sextile, that's helpful and energy flows well to your planets. Also, in the daily forecast, when we have things happening that are positive with Mars and Virgo, it'll be a time when you can go full tilt forward, get the work done. And, it's maybe not the greatest time in the world to have elective surgeries, because Mars, the cutting and burning issues come up with Mars. And the thing is that, in perfecting, one of the places that you might see people, going under the knife, as we used to say, is for perfection of some sort, like some, doing something to the face or other part of your body. With Virgo, it's interesting because, yes, it would be concerned with the first appearance of the face, of course. But what we also might think of is that people might be looking more for liposuction and stuff like that, because the Virgo area is the small intestine and spleen energies. And so, you're in the midsection of the body there. So But again, if Mars is there, it might stimulate those types of things, but it can also stimulate difficulties in those areas, you see. So anyway, as far as the small intestine is concerned, this is the place where we assimilate the nutrients. We're making decisions. We're analyzing content. And so Mars could be either going fast in the process, or there can be some types of indigestion that you may be experiencing if you're, you know, eating something that's a little harder to deal with or analyze for this Mars. Okay, and how long is it there? Well, it looks like we've got it till the 27th of August, and then it will go into Libra, the warrior in the sign of peace and balance. So it's a good long stretch. It could be obvious to some of my listeners that we're going to have some outer planets issues going on and connections. We'll have sort of the middle, well, maybe 18, 19 of July. We're going to have the trine to Jupiter coming up, starting in and sort of completing as it gets a little further on into the beginning of August. Now, that's a trine means it's a good time to be working on, you know, something to do with the house, something to do with finance, something to do with diet and health. Also, Mars will not connect at all to Venus because she is retrograding in Leo now, so she's moving away from Virgo. And she actually starts on the 23rd of July, going backwards, and Mars has already gone in to Virgo. So, I think we will an outer planet land right before we have the connect to Jupiter. Mars will also connect to an opposition around that early time, 18 to 20, as it's moving into trine, it opposes Saturn in Pisces. So somebody's afraid, somebody's unreliable, somebody's not going fast enough for Mars when it's opposing Saturn. And there can be bruising and things like that, literally physically, as the movement of Mars hits the hard object of Saturn. And so you have to be kind of careful around those days. And again, that will be complete and over by the 21st of July. And then you go into this full-on trine to Jupiter. Other outer planets are also going to receive one of them, a beneficial connect, and that will be when Mars in Virgo makes a trine to Uranus and Taurus, and that will be, you'll feel that coming in around the 11th of August and into, it's going to go through 23 and get to 24. So it'll be about the 19th of August before that trine is over. So that is really good if you're analyzing ways to change things and necessarily or not necessarily, but you can get some really good, again, work done here. It could be health-related, diet-related, or financial and office work kind of related. And it's, again, a trine. But before too long, this Mars is going to also oppose Neptune. And that gets to be felt sort of by the 18th. It starts coming in. And it will be an exact, when it's at 27 degrees, and that's through the 24th of August. So that's when suddenly all those good thoughts and ideas analysis or analyzing is going to be problematic because there's confusion and wrong information. And that is when we might see a lot of hot energy of anger coming from this Mars, because it's like the last thing it wants in the world is to not be able to proceed with logical and analytical orderliness. There it goes. But as it's coming off this, it's still already coming into the trine to retrograde Pluto, which it will complete and be over with by, Pluto, 28 degrees. So it's going to be when it hits 29, and that will be on the 26th of August. So these are your major aspects for the Mars transit with the regular normal planets, and of course the Moon during that month will be in signs that are more favorable and signs that are not. So we will have to go to the weekly astrology forecast for that information, as the weeks and the daily astrology forecast, which I also post on the Astral Essence by Shelley and Teen Astrology page on Facebook. Okay, so the other thing that happens that day, as I said, we've got that lovely trine, Moon in Aries, to Venus in Leo, 12:34 p.m. Mercury in Cancer is opposing Pluto until 4:45 p.m. So when you get into the afternoon, there can be some issues of communications that aren't received, needs. Mercury in Cancer is very about needs and security. And, Pluto in Capricorn, not at all. So that's going on until 4:48 p.m. while the Moon is traveling towards its square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 6:50 p.m. So the afternoon is edgy and doesn't go real well for you if you're particularly deciding that you're going to take this opportunity to go against the laws in some way, like run a red light or whatever, because, that's Aries Moon is, kind of fast and it wants to do things like right now and be there yesterday. So sometimes you run into more of that kind of issue where people are going too fast, wanting to get there, and if you're breaking a law, there can be consequences with Pluto when the Moon in Aries is square. Pluto in Capricorn, that's all about the rules and regulations, right? So after that, Moon in Aries squares Mercury in Cancer until 7:11 p.m. and then it goes void, of course, and we go, phew, because now we don't have to be too worried about our conversations, and we have to remember that in that brief time frame and not to try to get somebody to care who is busy being fast in their, in their own world. At 7:55 p.m. Moon enters Taurus. Oh yeah. This is going to be a nice little ride for a while now. And in the midst of the ride, the first thing it does, actually, though, is, and it is the trine. This is the first aspect to Mars in Virgo, which is kind of nice. It's the Moon in Taurus trine. So that's 8:31 p.m. So here again, you've got a brief period of time where you can make some headway with those plans that seem to go off the rails after after the Moon in Aries was getting past the trine to Venus and things were going a little bit south. But now we have Mercury changing signs, and no, it won't retrograde because it's entering a fire sign, Leo. So it'll kind of slows down a little bit in its thinking process, though, when it's in the fixed fire sign. And so we will find that it will be thinking about and speaking about those Leo issues, which can be children and romance and creativity and investments, sports. Why would people be speaking about sports? Shelley's always amazed at that, but no, it's perfect time for Mercury to be thinking and communicating about sports, and this is bringing us in, actually, in the Eastern time zone. It'll be 12:11 a.m. on Tuesday, 9:11 p.m. Monday night on the Pacific time. So, again, it just takes a little longer in fixed signs for the butterflies and the birds to sort of wing their way. They're a tiny bit sluggish. And, you know, also kind of focused on the Leo energy of, you know, me, and self-expression as well. Let's see, how long do we have this Mercury to be involved with? Well, it will shift over in the wee hours for the Eastern time zone on the 29th of July. It goes pretty fast through. And it will enter Virgo. So that's one of its signs. So it'll be more like itself. Analyzing logic, you know, getting information is more of the realm of Mercury. But it will, as it's, you know, on this track, get to the retrograde Venus and make an exact connect right before it leaves. And there's Venus going to be talked about definitely. There's a couple of big issues coming up in July. One is the shift of the lunar nodes, and that's going to be on the 18th. And the other is, you know, this retrograde of Venus at 28 Leo on the 22nd into the 23rd. So, yeah, it's a pretty powerful time, because that Venus is going to be the ruler also of the moon's south node when the, you know, so it's kind of important for us to look at that and see what we're starting out with as our Libra south node lesson, because that's coincidentally happening, right? So now, and that was just Monday. And the beginning of Tuesday. So after the moon in Taurus trined Mars in Virgo, it was going into the sextil to Saturn, which is retrograde now, of course, in Pisces. And that will come in exact at 8:11 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday. So that is, again, favorable, helpful opportunity, and maybe the moon in Taurus is the one who's giving this sometimes anxious and fearful Saturn in Pisces some good structured grounding and advice, you know, and that's through the evening and up until 8:11 in the morning on Tuesday. And then we have this really nice conjunction to Jupiter in Taurus until 4:04 p.m. Well, one thing you can do, which would probably be not the best way to use this, is go excessive. And in Taurus, it could be excessive in food, excessive in spending, excessive in exploration of all of the senses. All right, so if you can keep yourself from that, you may use the beneficial side of Jupiter, which could be bringing some benefits in for you and happy information about those areas of Taurus, also real estate. I mean, that is, you know, if you can get your, if you're looking to list a house, even though it's the fourth quarter when we're supposed to be letting go of things, well, if you're listing the house, you know, it's yes. It's a yes time after we go through this Saturn sextil. So by around 9 a.m. Eastern, And even beyond 4:04 p.m., you have Moon in Taurus now going sextil the Sun in Cancer until 8:30 a.m. So that's really a good sweep, a good launch. I would try and get it on the Jupiter, but that's an excellent time to be listing. And you might find something. If you found something under the Jupiter conjunction, that might be very big and expensive. And if you waited till the sextile to the sun in Cancer, which would have been after, let's say, 4:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday, you would get the moon coming into the sextile to the sun at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday is when that's complete. Moon will go conjunction Uranus at 12:42 p.m. So that is where things get unpredictable, and we're not really sure. But you may also have a sudden find of something, or an aha about something involving your more mundane area of life as that conjunction comes in at 12:42 p.m. But do be aware that things can be accident prone at this time. And just, you know, if you're in the yard, you're working, doing anything where you could, you know, need to be aware of something surprising that could happen, driving to lunch or whatever, this is something to be aware of, especially as you get closer to 12:42 p.m. or that's 9:42 a.m. on the West Coast. The rest of the day, the moon in Taurus will square Venus in Leo at 9:24 p.m. is when it's over here on the East Coast. All right, Venus rules Taurus. So, you know, she understands a little bit about the need for conserving. But in Leo, she's very extravagant, let's say, dramatic and extravagant. So this is where you've got that face-off and challenge between, you know, the person who needs to feel grounded and secure with all the, you know, all the financial things that are just the way they should be, and Venus seeing that fabulous necklace that I just have to. All right, so anyway, this is the kind of difficulty. That is not a time to get into financial discussions or to make an investment. This is kind of not going to work real well. Moon in Taurus is going to soften up and want to just relax when it's sextile retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 10:59 p.m. You know, that's a nice time to chill out in the East Coast before bed. It's around dinner, 7:59 p.m. exact on the West Coast. Nice glass of wine, some candlelight, you know, that kind of energy, music, dance, that kind of thing. Moon trine Pluto until 2:11 a.m. And this is where you're going to be also reviewing. And we are in the fourth quarter. It may not have felt like it until now, but now we're reviewing things that we may need to change and let go of, and we have a good flow of energy so we can see what we, you know, how it should look. 2:11 a.m., moon goes into Gemini, 3:26 a.m. Thursday. And now we get a moon that doesn't do well with Mars in Virgo. Okay, this is moon in Gemini, square Mars in Virgo, 6:51 a.m. for those who are up. There is definitely not a meeting of the minds. Both people are quite certain that they're doing the right thing. Moon wants to get more information, and Mars wants to get going. And let's just do it this way because I know what's right. Maybe, maybe not. But the moon goes on to a sextile to Mercury in Leo until 12:40 p.m., so now this is like kind of flirtatious, and it's kind of more interested in fun and entertainment, and it's a nice time to be with friends, having lunch or brunch that morning till 12:40 p.m. But after that, and you can tell them all about that horrible Mars in Virgo, you know, well, you know, Moon in Gemini, they do have a feeling for communication, especially if they've been upset. This is the moon always shows how you get upset and what you do when you get upset. So anyway, now it goes on to the square to Saturn and Pisces until 4:06 p.m. And that is, again, obstacles, delays, someone's frightened, can't deal with all this, you know, upbeat Moon in Gemini going on and on about whatever, this is not a good afternoon for the conversational or the meetings or things like that. But from, like, let's say 4:30 in the afternoon, Moon in Gemini moving towards the sextile to Venus in Leo for that evening and all day Friday, the 14th of July, and not completing until the 15th at 8:27 a.m. Now, this is romantic. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And it's also congenial, and it's also very much both people interested in having fun and going to entertaining events. And so it's also a time where you can get financial information that you may be interested in, Venus and Leo, in terms of investing. So it's, this is where you're, you know, getting a lot done. And if you need to put something out into the world, this is a good time to do that too. So now we have the Moon go into the square to Neptune Saturday morning. It's a very brief square. It just finished sextile Venus at 8:27, and it squares Neptune at 8:35 a.m. So you might not even notice that it happened. But something small or trivial might come up, or you might get somebody who's trying to say something negative to you about all that great stuff that happened with the Moon sextile Venus. So just don't listen. Void, of course, Moon in Gemini until 1:13 p.m. on Saturday. And the Moon will then enter Cancer. And now, once again, you've got a sextile for Mars in Virgo until 7:48 p.m. So what is this a good time for? Yes, get it done. Look at the diet. Get the food shopping done. Find out, you know, how you want to arrange or rearrange things, or what you want to get rid of in terms of kitchen or bathroom, or not really, yeah, well, bathroom is Virgo, and bedroom, you know, for the Moon in Cancer. You know, what do I need to do to be more secure? And with Mars, what do we need to do to be more organized about how we're doing things here at home? So now Moon goes on to trine Saturn until 2:06 a.m. on Sunday. So now we have possibly, once again, Saturn getting soothed by the nurturing qualities of the Moon in Cancer. And this is the thing. I mean, Saturn in Pisces isn't all negative. However, I mean, both of these signs are fearful, and one of the things that Saturn fears the most, because it's that sign of structure and it's the way we've always done it, it's got to be like this. Neptune is dissolving, you know, and it's difficult. And we have lessons in that with Saturn and Pisces. We have lessons in the fear of being victimized, the martyrdom issues. So, you know, Moon in Cancer is trying to, you know, pat you on the back and give you a nice piece of pie, and you'll feel better because it's not that bad, you know. Yes, and so Moon in Cancer can do that. It can need it also, but it can also bestow this. And Sunday the 16th, we still have that good flow going. It's quite amazing and good. It's first the Moon sextile Jupiter and Taurus until 12:23 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday. So another nice time for being with others. And, you know, probably some of you may be at church and then going to lunch, and others will be going to brunch and having a nice experience. Very wonderful and positive time. And then the Moon is going sextile Uranus in Cancer. And that is going to be coming in exact at 9:21 a.m. And this is a good energy for you, again, to look at what needs to change, because you're coming right into your new moon now. So this is where you can get both psychic and intuitive knowing about what you must do. And it's helpful. It's a good opportunity. It's not like a terrible thing. And because new moon is coming in Monday at 2:32 p.m. Eastern. So there you have it. Again, we're going to have a lot to talk about for the week of the 17th to the 23rd of July. You know, the new moon, the lunar shift, and the Venus retrograde. So I don't know how many podcasts we're going to have to be doing, but I'll find out as time goes on. Maybe Mars in Virgo will help me see what must be done the right way. But anyway, this is what your week looks like. And I wish you all the best with all those aspects. And I'll say goodbye for now.